Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Bum 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 bum. Episode 4 from season 4. So, what am I excited by? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? What am I excited about? So, this is really the art season here. And, you know, just saw the ballet and opera schedule for the next month. And through the National Ballet and opera. It was a little bit light on opera for October, but it had just tons and tons of ballet. So it's things like Scheherazade, Firebird Suite, Pavlovian dances, I might be saying that wrong, Giselle, and there were a few others. And that's just very exciting to me because where I'm from, we just don't have stuff like that. That these just massive classical works of dance are just performed regularly and for a very cheap price. I didn't check the prices for the updated season, but 2 years ago it was about $5. So it's probably maybe like $10 now. They've had a bunch of inflation here. So I'm super excited about that. Even though several of those I have seen here already, they're really my favorite, so I would be keen to see them again. This week I'm seeing Tamerlane, which is the Haydn operetta type piece. I'm not exactly quite sure how to explain what it is. I should probably talk about it more after I've seen it. But it's a big orchestral concert with singers and whatnot, of a huge scale that's this week. Last week I saw the National Jazz Orchestra of Uzbekistan that performs with the conservatory students. It was fantastic, and hearing these classic American jazz songs sung by Uzbek people, I think is just fantastic. There was an Uzbek Frank Sinatra who sang, in addition to some lovely young ladies. So that was just great. So yeah, it is the art season is here. What I call music of the people has arrived in Tashkent. So, one of the local bars is having some more band and Western type music. So, I sang at an event 2 weeks ago, and I think there'll be some more opportunities of that. And, there is an expat band here that performed at a cafe Friday night, and I went. They kind of do the standard expat fare, knocking on heaven's door, stand by me, I will survive, you know, that type of thing. So finally getting to see some live music that I would like, and all of these other wonderful. Cultural events. So, tis the season. What am I puzzled by? So, one thing, well, as you know, the food has been one of my ongoing complaints here. And recently passed by, I guess it's a beer shop that's sort of one neighborhood over from mine. And it's new. And I saw this huge wall of like chip bags. And I was like, oh, they must have some snacks also. That might be worth looking at. And I went in there. Holy cow, they've got corn chips. I couldn't believe it. So it's some kind of brand I've never heard of. It may be Russian. And they also had a brand of corn chips that I had seen while I was in China. They're not that good. But they are the best corn chips in Tashkent and had a reasonably appropriate price. I think it was about $3 for a medium size bag. So that was pretty reasonable. So corn chips have made their appearance in Tashkent. And so it led to a discussion with the owner of where I live and someone who works where I live. And they're probably maybe their mid-50s. And they were talking about when Coke and Snickers first arrived in Tashkent. And they said they were about 30 years old. So yes, this was probably the early 2000s? Yeah, maybe late 90s, early 2000s, something like that, is when Coke and Snickers first arrived. And, you know, they just thought it was just, you know, arrived in heaven and just wanted to eat one every day. And it was this big treat and just how much they enjoyed it. And then was talking with another Russian friend of mine. And he said where he was in Russia, they got Coke when he was about 18. But he said they would have had it in Moscow prior to that. But he remembered when he was about 10 is when Pepsi came. And his family would buy one and share it. And so just, you know, seeing when these things happened and these products became available for mass consumption, you know, it really just begs the question of how is that the mark of a developed country when the American food products arrive? Because it really is. And then the other mark of a developed country is when does McDonald's arrive? And there is no McDonald's in Uzbekistan. And no Starbucks. They have gotten a few chains since I have arrived, but it's still very limited. They initially got a couple of KFCs. Then there's maybe two Wendy's. And then Cold Stone Creamery and two Papa John's have opened up in the past year. So still, you know, very, very limited of Western chains. But now all of the Western hotel chains are here. Wyndham, Hyatt, Hilton, Radisson. I think there's a Courtyard Marriott. Probably something else I'm forgetting. Hampton Inn. So, but the proliferation of the American food items throughout the world, I just think it's interesting, and that's really notable of when those things arrived. And so, anyway, I just think that's sort of puzzling and interesting, and I'm happy to hear my friends, you know, reflect about when they first had access to those products and what they thought about them. So excited for the concert and art and dance season, and, you know, curious and puzzled by, you know, people's experiences when the products arrive. And I am happy the corn chips have arrived, but, you know, that doesn't mean I need to eat them all the time. They are a special item. But that has been one of my chief complaints here, is insufficient snack items, particularly of the crunchy variety. So I am happy they have arrived. Okay, how long do I plan to stay? Well, I am wrapping up first quarter and getting ready to lean into second quarter in the school year. And, you know, I'm pleased with the direction that things are going, and, you know, find myself just thinking about how much I love the city of Tashkent. So, that's it for this week. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, thank you for tuning in. And tune in next week to see what's happening in Uzbekistan.